Do you want a beautiful lawn? Enter True Green, the easiest way to get a great lawn. Just water and mow and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and more. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. And they have a verified best price, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com, TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people. Guaranteed.
Dogs are an important part of our lives, and keeping them protected is a top priority, especially against nasty parasites. That's why you gotta check out NexGard Plus, afoxolaner, moxidectin, and pyrantel chewable tablets. NexGard Plus chews provide one-and-done monthly protection that kills fleas and ticks, prevents heartworm disease, plus it treats and controls roundworms and hookworms. That's a whole lot of protection packed into a delicious beef-flavored, soft chew designed to make monthly dosing easy and enjoyable. So the next time you're at the vet, ask about NexGard Plus Chews. They're the one-and-done monthly parasite protection you want for your dog. Use with caution in dogs with a history of seizures or neurologic disorders. Dogs should be tested for existing heartworm infection prior to starting a preventive.
How about Cap'n Crunch's Crunch Berries with breakfast?
Whoa, Dad, we're on
Crunch Island. He's John LeFoot.
And he stole our crunch!
Quick, the zip line!
He's getting away!
Throw our last crunch berry!
No!
No one steals my crunch berries!
I think you mean my crunch berries? Choose your own crunch venture with Cap'n Crunch!
Wow, we got a lot to tell you. We got a lot going on. I just got out of the pool.
Great!
Don't be a hater. We could swim almost year round, and
it should be a law in Vegas that you have to have a pool with the temperatures.
Absolutely. And you have breaking news. You're a movie guy. You're a TV guy, and now you have a sports TV show. Tell us about
Yes, on NBC Regional Networks, and it's called Benny versus the Penny with Big Ben Maller. It was a bit he did on the radio for years. And now it's a television show. I'm his happy chatter companion, just like you. I'm a big number two in the business, JT. I should learn how to play the fiddle. And but that's great. I got the chair, and it's a lot of fun. And it goes through 22. It's a 22-week deal from week one for Super Bowl, and where we pick games against the spread and go up against a penny, and we see if a human being armed with all the information can do better than an inanimate object. And probably a lot of the sharps are probably going to be annoyed, right, when they find out a penny can get stuff about 48% of the time. But, you know, it's there's almost, as you know, there's been a lot of effort as gambling gets more and more legal. There's been a lot of effort to find programming that that aims at that, but very little of it entertaining, too much jargon. So we're trying to have fun with it.
Well, congratulations to you and Ben, and we all go back a long way. And I think you support for a number of reasons. But as I've talked about on this podcast and other platforms, we're all on platforms now, that you nailed it. What's happening is the gambling world that we all exist in. I interview a lot of gamblers in Vegas, but big gamblers. You know, Bill Krakenberger. I'll have Lee Sterling on, who's a professional handicapper. And then I'll talk to sportsbook directors who can tell you if the line's moving and why, like Jeff Sherman, VP of Risk Management over at the Westgate Superbook. And whoever I talk to, I try to get fans the information, just a little bit more than they would have so they can make money. Because the dirty secret in this business is no one wins.
Right.
It's hard to win. And even the professionals that we call sharps, they have a difficult time winning. So any information that can help any consumer have a little bit of an advantage as they bet football or college football is fantastic. Good luck.
Because the average bettor takes a look at a line and says, well, why, you know, Colts have a quarterback nobody's ever heard of. Why wouldn't Jacksonville be favored by 20? Well, there's a lot of good reasons, including, you know, teams on the road only win against the spread X amount of times and stuff like that. And, you know, Jacksonville's always had a hard time no matter who's been their quarterback, whether they've had a great quarterback or a bad quarterback. In Indianapolis, just lots of different things that go into why the point spreads are what they are. And it's a lot of fun.
And a lot of times, the other big thing is you and Ben have been around the block. And you'll understand this, is that there's a lot of people getting into the space of sports gambling that don't have any business to be in it.
Oh, right.
They haven't been, they're in their early 20s. They don't make any money. They don't have any money to bet. So when they do say, hey, I'm on this team, I heard a guy the other day say, you know, I'm on Pittsburgh over the 49ers. And I screamed in my car to myself, what do you mean you're on? What is that? Okay, so you're going to take Pittsburgh. Is that $5? Is it 20?
All right, yes.
And all of this bogus, I'm on this team. Oh, there's another good one. And this is all for you for the show. Right. One of the other things that the scoundrels do is they say, I sprinkled a little on the Raiders over Denver. Oh, really? What does sprinkled mean? Did you sprinkle a 10? Did you sprinkle 200? And we are in the wild, wild west. A lot of people think that the platform of sports radio is dying. I am not one of those guys. I make a living in sports radio, but I think it's evolving and changing. And it might not be the best. That's going to be a debate 10 years from now. But the world of sports gambling on radio and television, this is the beginning. This is the Wild West. This is Lewis and Clark going out to a land that they've never been to. And most people don't do it well. There's just a handful of people. And I think you guys are going to kick ass doing what you do because you're going to make it entertaining.
Well, that's the key. You know, you talk about these guys with, and then they give them shows, but they've never had been sat in front of a microphone before. And yes, it's one thing to have passion about what you're talking about, but have you ever hosted a radio show or a television show? You know, Ben and I have known each other since the 90s, and we've, you know, we love the you know, playing with microphones. And see, that's what has been lacking so far in the fun gambling show. And I know you have an announcement here for us, and we also have our Super Bowl preview, but I do have to mention our great sponsor, Bet Online. Football is back. Bet Online, your number one information source for all your wagering information. Up-to-the-minute stats, news, scores, and matchup breakdowns. Get the latest game odds, spreads, and totals from the NFL and college football at your fingertips with Bet Online. From week one all the way through the college football playoffs and the Super Bowl in February, BetOnline gives you access to the best football promotions and contests available anywhere online. Head there now, BetOnline, betonline.ag, and remember to use the promo code Friends of JT and Looney. Get the promo code BLEAV, BLEAV as in Believe. The Believe platform is where you get the JT and Looney podcast, and when you type that in, you'll get 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit, which is pretty cool. BetOnline, where the game starts.
Excellent. I have a quiet little announcement. I'll be on with all the work I'm doing. And I got a lot. This is the busiest I think I've ever been in my entire career. I've never been this busy.
I've got to find you. I've got to hunt you down to squeeze a little window of podcasting it.
Well, I'm on Mad Dog Sports Radio. I was never off Mad Dog Sports Radio, but I'm on in a different capacity now. So I'm on Sunday night. It's the longest tenured NFL recap show. Get this. In sports radio history. And you should say, why? Prove it. I will prove it. 27 years in a row. Who's the guy who's done 2022? No, me. 27 years in a row, Sunday night, Mad Dog Sports Radio. They'll replay it in the middle of the night into morning drive. So it's really a 6-hour chunk, 3-hour live show. And then Monday, I'll be on Mad Dog from 4 to 7 p.m. Pacific, 7 to 10 Eastern. And then they'll be going to call me off the bench. I'll fill in for other shows. But about two nights a week is what I can do with all my Raiders work out here and some of the MC work I'm doing in Vegas and a lot.
Well, you're doing a Raiders show Monday through Friday in Vegas as well.
Yeah, we're doing a lot here now. But just wanted to let our viewers know and our listeners that I'll be back on Mad Dog. I was never gone. But viewers and listeners get very nervous when you're not on the radio.
Right. It makes us feel good when people pay such close attention. Even when they tweet at you or they used to email and fax us to rip us for like when we did 4 hours. But our fifth hour was the first hour replayed. And then they would write us and call us lazy. And we would realize they didn't realize what a compliment it was. Wait, you sat there and listened 5 hours? I love you.
Yeah, a 5-hour radio show where we ran an hour of tape is lazy. Yeah. breaking news, the Kansas City Chiefs have not won a game this year. Hallelujah.
Right.
Hallelujah.
I love it.
If you're not a Chiefs fan, stop kissing their bleeping ass. You're not a fan of theirs. They have plenty. Chiefs 0-1. They lose to Dan Campbell. I'll bite off your kneecaps.
And I love
that. Lions. Detroit goes in there. And the real big topic is, well, did they only win because Kelce didn't play and Kansas City had a holdout on the D-line and all that? Yeah, that had a lot to do with it, but they still won the football game.
Right.
Week 12 and week 14 and maybe in the playoffs, No one's going to remember that Kelce was out if Detroit's in the playoffs, and they need some good luck, Tom. They stunk forever.
Oh, yeah, because they're a snake-bitten franchise. We can never wrap our heads around the Detroit Lions being any good, but we might have to wrap our heads around it this year. And not only that, they did what they absolutely had. Remember at the end of last year to get in the playoffs, they had to get first downs and run out the clock in their last game. What did they do to have to win this game? They had to get first downs and run out the clock, and they could really represent the personality of their coach. They turned into their coach, and they grounded out, and they got first downs and ran out the clock. And Jared Goff, undefeated against Patrick Mahomes.
I thought that was a good game. I mean, Mahomes threw a couple of pinpoint passes that were dropped.
Dropped
and turned into a pick six for one of them. So before we get to our Super Bowl pick, that's why everybody is tuned in.
Oh, of course.
Super Bowl preview show, which I already did on YouTube, but now I'm doing it with Tom Looney. Okay. And that's another thing. This will live along with all of our other platforms on YouTube. Okay. On the YouTube page, plus where Looney puts it out on his Twitter and Facebook and all of that. But I just think Kansas City going 0-1 is gorgeous. It's great for the Raiders in Denver. Whoever wins that game will be most likely in first. If the Chargers lose to Miami at home in L.A., and the Chargers can win that game. So whatever you thought Kansas City was going to do this year, if you had them at 12 wins, 13 wins, 14, or 11, they're down one, and they have to stew for 9 days. You see, the key to the Thursday night opener, winner move forward, loser get in the quarter line, because you don't play until the following Sunday. And who does Kansas City play a week from Sunday? Oh, nothing, at Jacksonville in the heat and humidity of Jayville, Duval. That is not going to be an easy trip for Trevor Lawrence and the playoff Jaguars, who won a playoff game waiting for them there. So that's exciting to see.
Well, it is really exciting. And the Detroit Lions being good, will it be the first time in our life? They might have been good. There might be some throw-out statistics if we go deep into history books, but not in our lifetime. I think there was who's that guy that used to be on Monday Night Football, the funny guy on Monday? See, I'm trying to think of a famous Detroit Lion from years ago. Alex Karras. See how deep we have to go into the 60s and 70s to find a Detroit Lion that lives on in infamy.
All right, so the reason I come up with this title, Super Bowl Preview Show, it's a dig at the people in our industry that pick their Super Bowl pick when the playoffs start. It's
right.
Common that it happens all the time. The TV guys and the they'll ask everyone around the table on NFL Live or NFL Network or the other shows, when the playoffs begin, who's your Super Bowl pick? Well, I'm courageous. I'm a soldier. I'm going to pick my Super Bowl pick with Tom Looney now. And we're going to get into all of it. So, Tom, we'll start with the AFC.
Okay.
I'll go first, if you don't mind. We'll get going here. I'm going to go back to what we saw last year when it came to the regular seasons, because I want to work off what I think is going to happen with the amount of games won from differentiating from last year. So last year, Buffalo in the East was 13-3. I have Buffalo winning the division again, but with two less victories. I think this is going to be a brutal division. I have Buffalo winning 11-5. I have Buffalo coming out of the East. My wild card team comes out of the East. Oh, no, it's not Bill Belichick, and it isn't Miami with Tua. I can't trust Tua. I'm buying in. I'm drinking the Aaron Rodgers Kool-Aid.
Okay.
I got Aaron Rodgers with 10 wins. It'll come down to the final game. I got the Jets in as a wild card at 10-7. Remember, last year the Jets were 7-10 on the campaign. I moved to the North where Cincinnati, 12-4 last year, you know, Joe Burrow just got the biggest contract of all time yesterday, as we're recording today on Friday. The largest contract of all time went to Joe Burrow yesterday. They were 12-4. I don't think they'll be 12-4. I think they'll be, I'll go 11-5. I'll have Baltimore, who is 10-7. I'm going to give them, you know, right around the same record. I was really lost on Baltimore with what they're doing with Lamar Jackson and Odell Beckham Jr. I don't trust Odell Beckham Jr., but I'm going to put him in the playoffs as a wild card. Jacksonville was 9-8. They easily won the South. Well, they won by two games. Jacksonville's my big improvement team. I got Jacksonville winning 11 games. So I got Jacksonville 11-6. That's the only team that makes the playoffs. And out West, even though Kansas City lost, they were 14-3 last year, Tom. I'll give them 12.
Sure.
I'll go 12-5. And, you know, I work for the Raiders. I'm not allowed to pick. Not allowed. Part of my deal, gamble against him or do that. Part of a deal as an employee. I'll leave the Raiders out, even though I think the Raiders are going to fight and surprise some teams. The Chargers were 10-7 last year, and one of these years they're going to get lucky and healthy. I'll make it this year.
Wow. LA, okay. LA, that takes guts.
It does. LA will go 11-6. They'll win the wild card. So those are my seven teams that'll be in the postseason from the AFC.
Now, remember Vic Fangio, right? Vic Fangio, isn't he now the defensive coordinator of Miami, maybe? And yeah. Boy, oh boy, oh boy, when the Chargers played the Broncos, did he have a field day fooling the Chargers. So I don't know if the Chargers, I can tell you one thing, they're not going to win week one against the Dolphins. Hmm. That's my hot take.
Wow, okay. Do you have any other AFC playoff?
Oh, yes. Okay. I didn't know we were going to do this. That's fine with my
AFC. You go second, and we'll go to the NFC.
Oh, we can go back to my AFC wildcard predictions, too. I do it all the way up, but not including the Super Bowls the way you did it, right? Okay, great. My wild card teams, I won't pick by division, but I'll give you my wild card picks, you know, just to keep things moving along. People have shorted. This is the TikTok generation watching us, JT, and listening. My wild card playoffs would be Chiefs, Bills, Ravens, Broncos, Jets, Steelers in the opening round of the AFC playoffs.
Wow, you're buying into Denver again. Denver that's lost six in a row against the Raiders. Not two in a row, six in a row and got two coaches fired. And again, you as the elite member of the media, for whatever reason, are going to come in and say Denver's going to the playoffs again. I'm going to push back on that.
Okay.
Why do you believe Sean Payton in his first year with Russell Wilson is going to make the playoffs?
Well, because I believe in Sean Payton. I saw what Sean Payton did with Drew Brees. Pretty good, huh?
Yeah.
The quarterback whisperer that he is. And Russell Wilson was already a great quarterback, minus the throwout statistic, which was last year. I don't think he suffers from Joe Flacco syndrome. I don't think he forgot. And I think that Sean Payton can find what Russell Wilson has lost compared to, you know, Pete Carroll. I mean, I think Sean Payton's a better coach than Pete Carroll. So I think Sean Payton will be able to get more out of Russell Wilson than Pete Carroll did. Pete Carroll got a lot out of him.
You're so prepped up with the new TV show. I mean, I not that you always want to be all NFL prepped. And I'll push back on the Steelers, the team I didn't have in the postseason, because Kenny Pickett's their quarterback. Yeah. Let me remind you, in the AFC where every quarterback is almost great, you're going with Kenny Pickett and Mike Tomlin to make the playoffs. Good pick with Tomlin. He never has a losing season.
Well, he doesn't have a losing season. And good organizationally, you know, I'm a big believer when you make these picks, go with organizational history. You know, go with Steelers rather than Lions type of thing. You know, Steelers rather than Chargers. They've had three coaches in our lifetime in Pittsburgh. Three. So I love the consistency there. And Pittsburgh Steeler organization knows what they're doing.
All right. Now we're going to move to the NFC. And I'm going to start from the bottom to the top, just the bottom on my screen. NFC West, Nick Bosa is now the highest paid defensive player of all time. He deserves that. He did. He held out. Sometimes players hold out and they don't get rewarded. Other times they do. He held out beautifully. John Lynch and Kyle Shanahan caved and gave him a massive contract, $122.5 million guaranteed.
Yeah, well, it'll help out.
He's a great player. He deserves that. So the Niners went 13-4. As I've said again on this broadcast, I do not believe in Brock Purdy. To our gaining audience and subscribers on YouTube, I don't believe in the last pick in the draft. He's called Mr. Irrelevant. If he was the last pick in the fourth round, I'd believe in him. If he was the seventh pick in the third round, I'd be like, yeah, he didn't go in the first round or second round. Why? He's an NFL quarterback. He went in the third round. He was the last pick of the draft for a reason. No one wanted him, including the 49ers, who let him just trail all the way off until the last pick. So I'm not going to go with him to win the Super Bowl, but I got him winning the division. Niners were 13-4 last year. I'll go Niners 12-5. Here's a tough one for
me. Smart pick.
Geno Smith was fantastic last year.
Yeah.
And the Seahawks were 9-8. 9-8 and made the playoffs. I don't want to pick them. But it's just between them and the Giants for that final wild card, and I think the schedule is too hard for the Giants. So I'm going to put Seattle in at 10-7, Seattle in the West. So I got two teams out of the West, Niners and Seattle. Let's go to the South, where I think Derek Carr's New Orleans Saints that were 7-10 are going to flip to 10-7. Maybe 11 wins, because they play in a really bad division. You know,
he could be the story of the NFL when the season is over.
You know, I'm a Baker Mayfield guy. He's taken over a team that went 8.
Yeah, we like it. We like our drinking buddies.
I think Baker Mayfield can do well there, but I'm going to go New Orleans as the only team. No, I don't believe in Atlanta, and you've never believed in Atlanta
nope.
either. So I'll go 11 wins for New Orleans. They'll go 11-6.
They're the Hawks of the NFL. Sometimes good.
Yeah.
Every once in a while, they make noise, but otherwise irrelevant.
All right. Here's an interesting one. Minnesota went 13-4 last year.
Yeah.
They were 8-1 at home. 8-4 in the conference. Very good team. Very good team. But they had a negative point differential. How does a team that won 13 games have a differential of -3? And it's because they give up a lot of points. And, you know, Kirk Cousins is hot and cold. Cousins had a good year. They went 13-4. This is what I'm fretting about the most. I'm going to have Minnesota at 11-6. And I'm going to have Detroit, who won last night. Detroit was 9-8, and I think Detroit is going to win 10 games. But after last night, I'll say 11 now.
Oh,
I'm going to give Minnesota the division, Detroit the wild card, Tom, but it could be flipped either way. I got them both in the playoffs.
Oh, the Lions could absolutely, as we found out, as when you watch them the end of that, the thing you got to be afraid of is when a team really resembles, because in a lot of times in the NFL, the team last year does not resemble a team this year. 50% of the teams don't make the playoffs that made last year. Detroit Lions, at least our sample size of 1 week, they look like the same team that ended the last year hot.
Yeah, they look really physical. And then we get to the NFC East. The Commanders, 8-8-1. They're a tough team with Ron Rivera, but that's new ownership. If they don't make the playoffs, they're going to blow out Del Rio.
With Sam, what's his name, at quarterback.
Yeah, two coaches I like a lot personally. The Giants were 9-7-1. Giants could go 10 wins. That's why I picked Seattle over the Giants. The Giants made the playoffs last year and won a playoff game last year in Minnesota. The team of my youth, I'm going to leave them out. I'm going to leave them out because I only have two spots left when we look at what with Detroit and Minnesota, San Francisco, New Orleans, and Seattle. So Seattle was the team I picked over the Giants. It comes down to me for the Eagles and Dallas, and I scrubbed and I dove deep in the schedules. They both play in the same division. They roughly play the same teams, but Google Philadelphia's November schedule. It's one of the toughest in NFL history. They lost players. They brought in some Georgia players, but they lost some veterans. They were 14-3 as Jalen Hurts sneaked up on everybody. No one knew about Jalen Hurts.
Right.
I think that Philadelphia is going to go 12-5. So they're going to lose two more games than last year. And drum roll, please. I got the Dallas Cowboys. How about them Cowboys? I believe in the Cowboys.
Whoa.
I have the Cowboys going from 12-5 last year, everybody. Let's remember, Dallas with Mike McCarthy won 12 last year. I got them going 13-4. I got Dallas winning the East over Philly. Dallas home playoffs, home throughout the postseason. Dallas, Philadelphia goes to the wild card. That's my NFC playoffs.
Incredible. And it's very important as a nationally syndicated guy. And you've always been a nationally syndicated guy with some locals sprinkled in here and there, as you are now in Vegas. Nationally syndicated, very important to pick the Cowboys. It kisses up to your audience, America's team.
Well, you know, I've done the Super Bowl preview show for decades, and I don't think I've picked the Cowboys to go this far in a long, long time.
Yeah, so yeah. To be fair, I haven't.
I've had the Bills on my brain for the last 2 or 3 years. You're dirt, but.
Yeah. Got to be careful of that. They can snake
bite.
I'll fly through the NFC, and my wild card matchups in the NFC will be Seahawks, Eagles, Cowboys, Lions. So I'm kissing up to the Cowboy fans too, but I believe in the Cowboys and the Lions this year. Giants, which you urinated on your favorite team, Giants and Saints. That's my NFC wild card matchup this year.
Wow, that is really good. Now, those are your wild card matchups. So the teams that are going to not be playing in the wild card. Do you want to stay with that, who your NFC power teams are? I'm assuming one is the Niners.
Yeah, absolutely. The Niners are going to really be good. The Niners doesn't matter who their quarterback is this year. The Niners are going to be really good. They have Trent Dilfer out there. They'll be fine.
Okay,
Mark Sipien. Mark Rippon.
So last thing, instead of predicting playoff games, which we know are not going to happen, we don't know who's going to play each other. We're just telling you who's
right
to the playoffs. I'm going to go to my Super Bowl pick.
Great.
Okay. Starting in the AFC's hard. It really is.
Oh my God.
I wasn't going to pick Kansas City this year. I think they've lost too many players, and I think, you know, they're going to be great. They're going to make it. I think the Chargers could get there. They're very good. I'm not going to pick the Chargers. I mentioned in the AFC, Buffalo, I picked them the last couple of years, and that just hurts because I can't do it with Buffalo again. They just ripped my guts out the last couple of years on that. I'm going to pick the Cincinnati Bengals, who recently
okay.
won the Super Bowl and lost. I'm going to pick the Bengals to go back again. I think they're going to navigate through Baltimore. I think they're going to have some home games in the cold. Burrow, the highest paid player of all time. They got a great bunch of receivers. I like their O-line. I like their defense. Not elite defense, but good. I got Cincinnati, Tom, coming out of the AFC. Let's get your AFC Super Bowl contender. Who's going to be in the Super Bowl out of the AFC?
And you know I've had a place in my heart for this team for a long, long time. And you know I love my running quarterbacks. I like the young running quarterbacks, JT. Why? Because there are no old running quarterbacks, or I would like them too. But watch for a big bounce back year for Lamar Jackson as they design the entire offense, and they always have around it. But now they're also going to design the offense with a little more passing, which people are constantly stereotyping Lamar Jackson as a runner. And Lamar Jackson's completion percentage is up there with all the highest completion percentage quarterbacks of all time. He's incredible. Higher completion percentage than almost anybody in the Hall of Fame, or dare I say anybody in the Hall of Fame. I'm going to have a big rematch in the Super Bowl, but the Ravens will be my AFC team. That's a hint. It's going to be a rematch in the Super Bowl. The Ravens have been there before, so you're going to find out who they're going up against in the NFC after I get your pick.
All right. For the NFC, as we go through this, it's not the gauntlet of the AFC. Philadelphia really wants to go back. Remember, the only reason Philadelphia lost the Super Bowl was Jalen Hurts fumbled and he wasn't hit. No one touched him. He just dropped the ball on the ground. KC went the other way and they lost. Philadelphia is going to be the popular choice along with Detroit. That's going to come in heavy. And again, I'm not going to pick San Francisco ever with Brock Purdy to win the Super Bowl until he wins the Super Bowl. And then I will eat crow and I will embarrass myself on the internet if he does that. It took a lot to say this, but I believe it. I have the Dallas Cowboys.
Whoa.
Jerry Jones's Dallas Cowboys for the first time on the JT and Looney Super Bowl preview podcast, the Dallas Cowboys in the Super Bowl against the Cincinnati Bengals.
Dallas Cowboys make it to the Super Bowl. The media is going to be all over that like they've been all over Burning Man the past week.
Remember, the Super Bowl's in Vegas.
Yes.
Jerry's got connections to Vegas.
And isn't Burning Man somewhere near Vegas, out in the Nevada desert?
It's way, way, way up the outskirts of Nevada.
But it is in your state. Okay.
Yeah, it's the difference between Long Island and Rochester, New York. It's a big difference. So,
okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, yeah, because the media really covered Burning Man like they covered the Dallas Cowboys, except the Dallas Cowboys have something to cover. There was nothing happening at Burning Man. Oh. Don't get me going. But my Super Bowl prediction for Super Bowl 58, I think. San Francisco 49ers against the Baltimore Ravens. Rematch of a previous Super Bowl, but no Colin Kaepernick or Joe Flacco this time.
Oh, Jake. And the lights went out in that Super Bowl.
Yes, yeah. Yeah, no blackout this time. So I think that will be an incredible physical Super Bowl as two coaches that coach very physical teams.
Who do you have winning the Super Bowl? I'll go next.
Okay, I have the Baltimore Ravens winning the Super Bowl. Lamar Jackson finally gets there. Lamar Jackson's legacy. You saw him at Louisville where he'd run for 200, pass for 200, and then complete 75% of his passes. Then he came to the NFL and did the same thing. He's not just a runner. He's a great passer, and you're going to find that out this year as the Baltimore Ravens beat the San Francisco 49ers in the Super Bowl.
I am proud to announce my Super Bowl pick. I've gotten three right in the last little over a decade. And the reason why I got them right is it's hard to pick them right if you pick them as the season just started. My Super Bowl, as I said, Dallas Cowboys, 31. Cincinnati Bengals, 26. How about them Cowboys?
Wow.
The Dallas Cowboys, America's team, is back. Jerry Jones and Mike McCarthy will win his second Super Bowl, stamping a ticket to the Pro Football Hall of Fame in Canton, Ohio. Dallas Cowboys are Super Bowl champs.
And I feel so bad for the Cincinnati Bengals fans if that happens. Well, hearkening back to Kenny Anderson taking a team to Super Bowl, then Icky Woods and Boomer taking a team to the Super Bowl, then Joe takes a team to the Super Bowl, lose, lose, lose. They're going to become the Minnesota Vikings of the Super Bowl and lose a fourth time. You're probably right. Those poor fans.
You know the tough thing that we just did, and again, we should get a medal. They should give us a medal. They won't give us anything. We just want new subscribers, please.
Subscribe and share.
But whenever you pick a team to get to the Super Bowl, they had to be great, right? They had to navigate through the regular season, win in the playoffs, and then they get to the Super Bowl, and you got to pick a loser. Right? You like the two teams that got there.
Yeah.
And then you got to sit there and say, oh, my God, I got to pick against one of them. So it could be the Bengals. It could be the Bills. I like your Ravens pick all throughout this. The Niners look to be strong. My gut tells me I went with Dallas. Would I be shocked if it was Philadelphia?
No.
Philadelphia, Buffalo, with hopefully Buffalo winning for all of our Bills fans.
It'd be great.
Who download the podcast. That could happen too. But
I can't ever pick the Bills because I don't want to jinx them, the team of my youth. So I never pick the Bills to win the Super Bowl because I don't want to jinx it.
All right, and our question of the podcast, this is a new feature to make sure you watch the whole podcast.
Okay.
Sometimes some scoundrels will like our podcast. That does nothing. By the way, if you like it, it does nothing. You need to subscribe.
Sure.
You need to subscribe to get our numbers to where Looney can get another Looney Mansion. I'm going to do something that I'm nervous about on Saturday night, and I don't want to lose my man card. I'm a big believer that in my wallet, I have a wallet.
Yes.
I have a card that says I'm a man.
Are you going to go see Barbie?
No. Well, that's what I'm getting at. They would take out my man card and rip it if I went to see Cher. Who's very good. And if I went to see the Barbie movie, absolutely take my man card and flush it. I'm going to see Ed Sheeran.
Okay.
Ed Sheeran is reportedly, it's Taylor Swift and everybody. Okay, it's Taylor Swift.
Right.
Sorry, Beyonce. Sorry, Queen. You are no longer anywhere near Taylor Swift. And it's Ed Sheeran. And a buddy of mine, my buddy Chris, has taken me to the show. It's at a Legion Stadium, football stadium, in the round. And he says, you're going. And I go, okay, why? And he goes, because he's one of the greatest artists in the world. His song library is strong. The way he performs, even the covers, his original songs. So I'm going in with a couple of Modelo. Okay. I'm going to go in there a little fueled up, in a good mood, start of the NFL season Sunday, and I'll have an Ed Sheeran review coming up in the next JT and Looney podcast.
Well, once you get to a certain age, which should be 21, but and you're a little over 21, you need not apologize for what music you like and what concerts you go to. But we did grow up where the music you listen to defined the extent of your coolness, or so we thought somewhere in our head. It's not true. You know, judging music, my friend Grubba, the prison guard, who's also an artist, so judging music is silly. It's like judging colors. It's colors for the ears. But we were always, but we still grew up with that. Now, we also, what's fascinating is the people younger than us, your children's age, this is the first time that dads and sons and grandchildren might have the same MP3. In their phone. I was walking down the street the other day and somebody in a car was listening to The Who. It was somebody in their 20s listening to The Who. It was Mama's Got a Squeeze Box. Mm-hmm. I said, that's from the 70s. You know, when we were listening to music, you know, we weren't listening to Chattanooga Choo Choo, right? We were listening to big band music when we were in our 20s. And so that's fascinating to me that rock and roll, this is how great rock and roll is. It transcended generations where fathers and sons don't argue about it. They listen to the same music. It's fascinating.
All right. So I'll tell you how that show goes. And you can tweet at me if you listen to this portion, which means you listen to the whole podcast. JT the Brick at Twitter. And now that Looney's part of the NBC family, maybe he'll get rid of that Fox Twitter.
Yes.
Right. And maybe he'll be Looney.
Looney on TV.
Or Looney on TV. And we'll get it done. Good luck with
it. It is. It's Looney on TV now. And I know you got to go. One quick story about Cher is now we'll know also. Tweet me at Looney on Fox. Let me know you heard the Cher story. And I'll know you listen to the whole podcast. Well, I was working at the best damn sports show, period, and at Fox Sports Radio. Took a night off to go see Cher. My grandmother loved her, and my mother loved her. And there, and I was forced to watch her on TV, and I ended up liking her, too. Mm-hmm. And so I thought, well, I work in the sports industry. Nobody's going to see me at the Cher concert. I get out of my car at the Hollywood Bowl. The guy in the car next to me there with his wife. Producer from the best damn sports show, period. I was spotted before I got in the stadium.
Ha! Well, those of us who still have wives, because in our industry, many people are divorced.
Right.
For those of us who do have wives, my wife loves Cher. She loves Adele.
Of course.
She wants to see Beyonce, and she'll be at Ed Sheeran, too. We'll see you next week on the JT and Looney podcast.
Thank you for listening to all 33 minutes and 33 seconds of the JT and Looney podcast. You get the Jerry Coleman Award. And the JT and Looney podcast is powered by Bet Online, where the game starts.
Dogs are an important part of our lives. That means protecting them from parasites. Ask your vet about NexGard Plus, afoxolaner, moxidectin, and pyrantel chewable tablets. NexGard Plus chews provide one-and-done monthly protection against fleas, ticks, heartworm disease, roundworms, and hookworms. Plus, they're delicious and easy to give. Use with caution in dogs with a history of seizures or neurologic disorders. Dogs should be tested for existing heartworm infection prior to starting a preventive. Ask about NexGard Plus Chews.
Want to make mom's day? Get to your Nordstrom Rack now and score amazing deals for Mother's Day, which is Sunday, May 12th. Find tons of gifts from only $30 at Nordstrom Rack. Fragrance, jewelry, luxury bags, activewear, beauty, and more. Save on Kate Spade New York, Stuart Weitzman, and Ted Baker London. Great brands, great prices. So shop your Nordstrom Rack store today and treat mom to the good stuff from just $30.
How about Cap'n Crunch's Crunch Berries with breakfast?
Whoa, Dad, we're on
Crunch Island. He's John LeFoot.
And he stole our crunch.
Quick, the zip line.
He's getting away.
Throw our last crunch berry.
No!
No one steals my crunch berries.
I think you mean my crunch berries. Choose your own crunch venture with Cap'n Crunch.
At Amica Insurance, we know it's more than a life policy. It's about the promise and the responsibility that comes with being a new parent. Being there day and night. And building a plan for tomorrow, today. For the ones you'll always look out for, trust Amica Life Insurance. Amica. Empathy is our best policy.
Are you struggling to lower your bad LDL cholesterol, even though you may be taking a statin, swapping steaks for salads, and exercising while listening to this podcast? Ask your doctor if Repatha Evolocumab is right for you. With Repatha, you can dramatically reduce bad cholesterol and the risk of another heart attack while enjoying life too, because you're human. And with convenient self-administration, you can take Repatha in the comfort of your own home. Do not take Repatha if you're allergic to it. Repatha can cause serious allergic reactions. Signs include trouble breathing or swallowing, or swelling of the face. Most common side effects include runny nose, sore throat, common cold symptoms, flu or flu-like symptoms, back pain, high blood sugar and redness, pain, or bruising at the injection site. Visit Repatha.com or call 1-844-REPATHA. Talk to your doctor today about Repatha.